Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. There's so many times in our lives that we think and believe that God has forgotten about us. We have gone to him and we have prayed. We have gone to him and we have made our petition known. We've been waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting, and it still seems as if he has not answered our prayers or he has not heard our prayers. So I want you guys to get yellow sheets of paper and red pens, and I want y'all to write down all these things that you desire the Lord to do for you, naturally as well as spiritually. I want you to write down all your petitions unto the Lord today, because this is a special kind of service that he wanted me to share. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh God, we just want to thank you on today. We want to lift you up and glorify you, Lord, as being our Lord, our God, our King, our everything. You are so righteous. You are so sovereign, Lord. You are so powerful, God, but there's so many times in our lives, Lord, that we have a tendency of forgetting just who you are. So many times in our lives, Lord, that we have a tendency, Father God, in the name of Jesus, of not just falling short of, but neither of course see, but simply doubting your will, your way, your purpose, and your plan, Lord. It's so many times in our lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we get so consumed with the cares of this world and this life, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we be conflicted and restricted inside of our minds, Lord, not knowing that you see all, Father God. Your eyes are, you don't go see. Your eyes are in every place, God, beholding the good as well as the evil, God. You are always there, Father God, even though it may not seem like it, Lord. Even though we may not feel you at the moment that we are distressed. Even though we may not see your hand moving, Father God, and we constantly keep praying. But, Lord, I'm asking you right now to touch your people, God. Touch your people in their hearts and in their minds, Lord, that they will not hide that praise. Touch your people in their hearts and in their minds today, Father God, that even in spite of, Father God, that they will still worship your Lord and lift up their holy hands unto your God. I'm asking you to touch us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and be in our midst. You know exactly what we need and even what we don't need, God. You know any and every struggle and every trouble that we have, God. You know all the stuff that goes on around us, Lord. You know any and everything and every person, Father God, that comes up against us, Lord. You know any and every word that's even spoken out loud and even in secret towards us, God. You know all things, Father God, in the name of Jesus. He called it an emotion. Oh God, but it's so many times, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we have a tendency, Father God, of getting weary. And we faint, Lord. And then we are my neto loco si, ayero lobo. We get discouraged, Lord, in the name of Jesus, all because of what we see or what we don't even see. But right now, today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you to help us, your people, God. Help us to be able to see your face as we seek your face. Help us to be able to be a go shot neto loco si, as we write all these things down, Lord, and lay them down at your feet, because we cannot do anything about a lot of stuff, God. We do not even have a solution or a resolution or how to approach it or address it. Oh God, so I'm asking you to help us on today, God. I'm asking you to help us to be enriched and empowered by your blood. I'm asking you to help us to be enriched and empowered, Father God, by your word. I'm asking you to help us to be enriched and empowered, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because you are a God that cannot lie. And if you spoke it, it is so, Lord. I'm asking you to help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to simply walk in the trust that we say that we have in you. Not just believe in you, God, but trust in you. I'm asking you to touch us on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because you said in your word that when we come to you in prayer, God, we got to come in expectation. We got to come in that confidence and that assurance. We got to come, Father God, in the name of Jesus, not just believing, but knowing that you are able and capable, and there's absolutely nothing that is impossible with you. So help us to stand on your word on today. Help us to stand on your truth, which is your word. Help us to stand on it today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we may be able to glorify you even in spite of us not seeing it. Oh God, I'm asking you to be in the midst of your people on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and cap your angels in here, east, west, north, and south, from the roof to the foundation, around the entire perimeter. I'm asking you to allow your word to go forward with power, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that it'll break up some things, shake up some things, Father God, and simply settle some things. I'm asking you to do what you do best, Father God, and that's simply say about your people. So when we come to you and make our petition known, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we know, Father God, that it's going to come to fruition because we trust. So I'm asking you to go down each and every last one of these pews, and specifically, Father God, touch the hearts and the minds of your people. Change their mindset on today. Set their mind and their affections on you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that they may know without a shadow of a doubt that it is settled and it is all done. When you stood on that cross and said that it was finished, God, you sealed the deal for us, Lord. You sealed the deal, God. So we got to be in that place of depression about that thing that we're going through. We got to be in that place of doubt, Father God, because we haven't seen it yet. When you said it was finished, you sealed the deal, God. We thank you for sealing the deal on today, God. We thank you, Father God, for being mindful of us thousands and thousands of years ago that we could be in existence today. We thank you for being the game changer. We thank you, God. We thank you all today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for giving us the access that we need, that we may be able to commune with you, God. He called it up. Not with my friend, not with my mama, my daddy, not with that confidant, but I can commune with you, God. Because you are just God. And I know, Father God, when we come and commune with you, Father God, that you're going to be just even in your judgments. Oh, God. Because you are so merciful. And you are so loving and kind. Oh, God. And nobody else, Father God. Nobody else, Lord. It's sovereign and hold all the power in their hand but you. You the one, Father God, to cause everything and everybody else to be powerless. Because you are powerful. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God, nothing is going to go undone without you, God. You got to be okay, Sunday and okay. And we acknowledge you on today, Father God, as being the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You are great and you are greater to be praised. There's nobody, absolutely nobody, Father God, that can compare or that is equal to you, God. You are one of a kind, now, then, and even to come. You are so just, God. Oh God, and we thank you for being who you are in our lives as an individual. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for moving some things out the way, and shuffling some things, and selling some things, and stirring up some things. God, thank you. Because if you didn't stir it up, Lord, it'd be standing still. But you don't want us to stand still. You want to take us from glory to glory to glory. God, out of the city of glory. Accept your will, God. Because that's the only thing that matters, God. Holy to the Lord, shut me local. Oh God, as your people, Father God, break down all their decisions, God, and say, I pour their hearts on today, God. I'm asking you right now, Father God, to get them the understanding that they need, Lord, that they may truly understand. Prayer's power. Help us, Lord. And being in our midst, Lord, because you said when two or three are gathered, you are there. We thank you in advance for what you are about to do, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and allow your glory to go see how you're going to go. Oh, God. Oh God, we love you so much. So many times we don't even tell you. Because we be so prideful and haughty. And so many times we don't tell you how much we appreciate you. Because we are so ungrateful, God. Oh God, but we thank you on today. We thank you on today, God. For everything that you are doing in our lives, Lord. We thank you on today for everything you are about to do. We thank you most definitely for what you have already done. And it's innumerable. We cannot even count it, Lord. Even the things that we are not mindful of. Oh God, you're so gracious towards us. Oh Lord, I love you with every voice, with every fiber of my being, God. We give you all the salutations on today, Lord, because you are God. No other God is your God. Holy little Sunday. Settle the hearts of your people, God. That they won't be mangled and entangled, Father God, in the troubles of this life. Oh God. Oh my little see. Oh God, he called it a see. In spite of it all, God, we're gonna worship you and praise you, God. Because it'll change everything. It'll change everything. Oh God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, God. Oh God, we thank you, Lord.
I bless you, Lord.
Oh my, my little pussy. Yes, Lord, we thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. We bless you today.
I bless you, Lord. You are worthy, God.
Yes, Lord.
We're
going to give you our best praise on today, God. We're not going to be modest. We ain't going to worry about what nobody else is doing, but we're going to individually lift you up. Because you said that if we lift you up, you'll draw us a little bit closer. We want to be closer to you, God. We want to lay at your feet. We want to literally feel your breath upon us, God. Breathe amongst us, your people, Lord. As we give you all the salutations, Lord. Oh, my little loco, see, I hear the revolution, little loco, I hear my mama. Oh, God. Oh, Lord. Oh, God. He called my little host. We bless you with the fruit of our lips because that's why you created us, Lord. You created us for your pleasure. Oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you. And so many times in our lives that we ask God to do some things, so we just praying and praying and praying and praying. It seemed like he ain't changing no thing. On Friday, he had me to preach a breakthrough service that, in spite of, see, what we need to understand that even in spite of what we're going through or even what we're experiencing, should none of that stop us from praising and worshiping God? No matter what we're going through or no matter what we're experiencing, should nothing stop us from praying unto him who is the most holy God? It does not matter what it looked like or what it seemed like. When we go to God and we ask him to do some things for us in prayer, We got to simply trust him and believe him to shift some things. We ain't got no room for no doubt if we want to see some things come into actuality. We ain't got no room for worrying about who getting this and who doing this and who that. We ain't got no room for any of those things. When we go into God and we're making our petition known unto him. Because the petitions that we make unto the Lord, he knows what is best for us. The Bible says that when we come to God in prayer, he will answer him what? According to his will. Now, his will may not be right now or tomorrow. His will may not even be for you to have that thing or that person or that situation or that concern to change. He may want you to stay in that place because he got to show you something that even in spite of it all, you still can praise, you still can worship. Even in spite of it all, Lord, what you trying to show me? What you trying to teach me, God? What is it, Lord, that you need me to know or what you need me to understand? The name of the sermon today is Prayer's Power. I want you guys to get yellow sheets of paper or red pens and write down any and everything that you want, need, and desire the Lord to do for you naturally as well as spiritually. Because we think and believe that God won't answer our prayers if it's something natural that we're asking him for. That ain't even it. Let me tell you something. God is concerned about us in any and every area of our lives. God wants to. The Bible says it's his good pleasure to give us stuff. To do things for us. It's a lot of times that we have so many hidden intentions and hidden motives until God say, okay, is it my good pleasure for to do this for them or for to get this to them? But I got to wait. I got to wait. I can't give it to them right now because it's in my will for them to have it. It's in my will for them to experience it. But I got to wait because they're not ready yet. So I got to prepare them. I got to show them. I got to get them to understand some things. Because it's a lot of times that the Lord will hold his hand from dispersing some things to our lives because of our hidden motives and our hidden intention. He want to bless you. He want to give you some things. He wants you to have all these good things. But because of the hidden motives inside of our heart, what we want to stand before, or we want somebody to see us, and we walking in pride. We want to show and tell, Lord. We want to say, aha, I got this, or aha. It's all these hidden. I'm telling y'all, listen to me. I'm going to prove this stuff today. I'm not making it up. It's in the book. The name of the sermon again is Prayer's Power. And it got three explanation points at the end of it. Because he shouted that thing out to me this morning. He shouted it out to me. Prayers, powers. Don't you know that any and everybody can pray? Even a little kid. Let me tell y'all something. I'm gonna give y'all this little short story right quick. I'm gonna give y'all a whole bunch of little short stories on today. And it's in the book. So the Bible declares that it was a lady that had got pregnant by somebody else's husband that was given to her. Okay? In the midst of this lady getting pregnant by this other woman's husband that she gave him permission to get her pregnant because she wanted the baby so bad, that things wasn't working out for her. Turn it off, please. Things wasn't working out for her. And so in the midst of things not working out for her the way that she wanted them to work out, she ran away. She ran away. Now she was a servant to the lady that she was going to have a baby by her husband. She ran away. And when she got in the desert, it wasn't no water, no food. They have anything. She started praying to the Lord. Well, I know, and I'm paraphrasing the story, y'all. I know that I ain't got nothing and I ain't going back there. And me and my son is just going to die because we ain't got no food or no water. The Bible says, now mind you, let me tell y'all this. The child she had was one of the patriarchs' brother. Okay? Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Listen to this. It was Ishmael. I'm talking about Ishmael. So, the Bible says that when she was out in the desert, that she put her son in some shade, and I'm paraphrasing the story, and she went away and walked, you know, a ways from him so that she could start praying. And so when she started praying, she had made her petition known unto the Lord. But what she didn't understand was that her son was praying. That kid, that child. The Bible says that he sent an angel to her. And this is what the angel said. Be of a good courage. But the prayers of the lad, meaning the child, has come up to heaven. And God heard his prayers. Ain't say nothing about her prayer. Ain't say nothing about. He said, the angel said, that child of yours prayed a prayer. And it got God's attention. So even a child can pray and move God. He'll shift some things. So don't think that because you a kid, you can't pray and God don't hear your prayers. It'll shift something. It shift the whole thing. The Bible said the angel gave her some instructions predicated on the prayer of the child. The name of the sermon again is Prayer's Power. In 1 Thessalonians. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17 says, pray without ceasing. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17 says, pray without ceasing. So when you cease, that means to cause to come to an end, especially gradually. I'm going to say it again. To cease is to cause to come to an end, especially gradually. So sometimes you may get weary, or sometimes you may want to faint inside of your spirit, and you feel like, oh, my prayers ain't heard anyway. Or what's the sense of me praying? The Bible says that you are not to cease from praying, but because we cease from it, and we do it gradually, and then it just comes to an end. So if it comes to an end, then what do you think that means? Answer that in your own mind. If you come to an end of simply praying, what do you think that means? Listen to this. Listen to this. Jesus, let's go to Luke. Jesus, Luke chapter 18. Jesus told his disciples that we are to always pray and not to faint. What is prayer? It's an address such as a petition to God in word or thought. It's an earnest request. Please understand today that you ain't got to pray like nobody else to get things to get activated for you. You ain't got to pray out loud like nobody else. You ain't got to pray in tongues and all. You ain't got to do absolutely nothing that nobody else do concerning prayer, but you pray. Pray what's in your heart. I just read the definition. Prayer is a earnest request. It's something that you're going to God for. And to do something earnestly, that means continuously. That means heartfelt. That means something that's down in the inside of you that you need God to do for you, or you want him to do for you. Don't stop praying just because you ain't got it yet, or just because it ain't came to fruition yet, or just because I've been waiting on it for so long. I already prayed about that already. So since you prayed about it one time, you ain't gonna pray about it again. Because that's just like confessing. Oh, I ain't gonna confess because I confessed about that. But then he said, keep confessing. Ain't that what he said? So keep praying. So my confession is gonna lead me to pray. And my prayer is gonna help me not to have these hidden motives and hidden intentions, because I ain't gotta prove nothing, or I ain't got to worry about it. Let me tell you something about prayer. The Bible says that vengeance is mine. You can pray and ask God to avenge for you. It don't mean, oh Lord, kill him. Oh Lord, no, Lord, you know. That, because he's a just judge. He had me to pray that on the altar this morning. He's a just judge. So while you asking him to avenge for you, please understand that even in that vengeance that you praying for, you need to make sure that you in good standing. So that vengeance won't turn on you. Because two wrongs don't make no right. And whether they did it worse than what you did or said worse than what you said, guess what? You still got. Because what do Jesus say that we're supposed to do? If somebody hit you on one cheek, let him hit you on the other. Go ahead, keep on hitting me if you want to. Lord, please have vengeance for me, God. I ain't gonna hit you back. But I will give you something to think about. Don't provoke me. Lord, forgive me my trespasses and lead us not into temptation. Because why you keep on hitting me and keep on doing me like that? Lead me not into temptation, Lord. And deliver me from evil. So I need you to deliver me from that evil thought, that evil act, or that premeditated presumption. I need you to help me. Prayer is power. Please understand that your prayer is powerful when you start praying to God. He never said stop praying. He said pray without ceasing. Let's go to Luke chapter 18. First verse. And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought to always to pray and not to faint. What is the faint? Faint is lacking courage, strength, or spirit. You don't want to pray because you ain't got no courage to face whatever it is that you need to face. You ain't got no courage to say whatever it is you need to say because you're afraid they ain't going to hear me anyway. What about that strength? How many times you done been to the place of so grieving and sorrow or hurting that you can't pray? You ain't got no strength to pray. But what did the Bible say prayer was? Not just a petition in word, but also in thought. So you ain't got to pray out loud to think of prayer. How many times you done been on your job and you saying your little prayers in your mind while you going to? How many times you done been around people and you saying your little prayers to them? You ain't got to say it all out loud all the time. You understand what I'm saying? Because and I keep saying these little short prayers, baby, they are powerful. Them the ones that. It's proof. He said to his disciples, he said, don't be like the Sadducees and the Sanhedrins and all the rest of the people in the fold, where they stand up in front of everybody and they want to do all these long drawn out prayers, acting like that. You know, they're doing too much. He said, but when you pray, pray in secret. Pray. Make your petition known unto me. You ain't got to be seen. You ain't got to be heard. You ain't got to prove nothing. You ain't got, oh, I do pray. Oh, I wonder that. Yeah, but is you really praying? And let me tell y'all this too. I'm going to give y'all a story in the Bible. It's going to be in 1 Samuel. And it's going to talk about praying and you around other people. And what they may think you're doing. When actuality, you're doing something else. I'm going to give y'all that story too. I'm going to help y'all out in all the areas of prayer. So won't nobody be stuck. Of thinking in a certain type of way that a certain type of thing got to be done, all because of what I think somebody else is thinking I'm doing while I'm on my knees or not. While I'm on my knees or not. See, I'm getting ahead of myself, way ahead of myself. Okay. And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always pray and not to faint. And we don't want to faint, lacking courage, strength, and spirit, not seen or understood clearly. Because when you in that place of fainting, you don't understand stuff clearly. So it makes you wonder, well, Lord, I done prayed about it for 10 years, 30 years. I done prayed it. I know this lady told me, and the Lord told me that she was in the wilderness for 40 years, and she was in bondage. In that situation for 40 years. And she said, I've been praying about it all that time. And then he delivered her. After 40 years. That's a true story. Okay? Listen to this. She didn't stop praying though. But she was getting weary because she could not clearly understand. So it causes her not to have no strength. It causes her... You know what? I'm just sick and tired of being sick and tired. So I told her, I said, change your prayer. You can pray about the same thing, but change how you pray. Change what you are saying when you pray. When your prayer is going forward. Because it can shift some things, y'all. I'm telling you. Listen to this. And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint, saying, there was in a city a judge, which feared not God, neither regarded men. Okay? So not only did he disregard any and everything that had to do with God, he disregarded any and everything that had to do with folk and people too. He just didn't care about nobody but himself. No compassion, no sorrow, no regret. No, he just didn't care. We're talking about what the Bible said. And there was a widow in that city. And she came unto him saying, avenge me of mine adversary. Now your adversary can be anything. Don't you know you could be your own adversary? But that's a whole nother sermon. And he would not for a while. Okay? But after he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, she kept. She didn't cease in making her petition. She didn't stop. She was consistent and she was earnest about it. Listen to this. Yet because this widow troubleth me, should be hushed. I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming, she weary me. Now to get weary is exhausted in strength, endurance, vigor, or freshness. Sometimes you be exhausted from waiting. You be exhausted. From wanting. You be exhausted from praying about the same thing. You get weary. Listen. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said. Now he didn't get the story about the unjust judge, but he telling us, pay attention to what he said. Listen to this. hear what the unjust just said. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? He already know. I say long suffering. And I am your strength while you at your weakest. But what make you think? Because you my elect, so that means you serving me. You my elect, that means you're chosen. You my elect, so what make you think? Pay attention. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said. Now, if this man who is unjust disregard God and people, what make you think that he ain't hearing your prayers and you his chosen? You his servant. You his called. You the one that he is a prayer. He said, wait a minute. What did he say? What? Listen. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? That was the question. So do you got enough faith when you going to God earnestly? Do you got enough faith to believe that he's going to do that thing for you? And you've been praying about it for 3 years. You've been waiting on it for 5. You've been trusting or not. See, pay attention to what Jesus said about the judge. Let you know what, this lady keep on coming and worrying me and troubling me. Let me go ahead and give her what she asking for so she can leave me alone. Now he challenging us to pay attention to what the unjust judge said. So imagine what God's saying about you, 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 and you when you constantly keep coming to him. You know what? They serving me. Because he said my elect one. And then I chose him. So let me go ahead and get it. Because they getting on my nerve now. I already done told them I was going to do it. So they getting fat. Now I told them that, what he say? I'm bearing long with them. I'm with you even in your waiting. I'm with you. The name of the sermon today, Power's Prayer. I'm with you even in the petition that you didn't ask me for. I'm already with you. I'm already sitting there waiting on you. I'm waiting. See, we got to pay attention to it, all these prayers. If you pay, let me. I gotta calm down because I want to tell y'all all the stories. Listen to this. Let me tell you how powerful your prayer is. I don't care if you think it's being delayed. I don't care if you think that he is not hearing you. I double, triple, quadruple dare you. Keep praying about it. Don't stop. Gradually stop. I ain't gonna even pray about that no more. I'm already praying to the Lord. I'm putting it on the altar already, and I'm just gonna leave it there. Yeah, you leaving it there, but you ain't consistent about it. He said, keep on coming. Jesus gave them a hidden mystery. He said, listen, or did you hear what the unjust person said? An unjust person. What did he say? I reign on the just as well as the unjust. The unjust person. So if an unjust person will grant a petition, what make you think that the just? Because he's just God. I preach a sermon, just God. That was the name of it. Baby, he just God. He just God. He's just not in just his judgment, but just because he is. Just because he is. That's it in that song. He said it when I was up there praying. Baby, when he gave up the ghost and said it was finished, it was over, it was settled. That was the end game right there. The deal was sealed. It was sealed. right there. I ain't got to walk around here and be depressed about the thing that I'm already praying for, because the Lord done already told me to keep coming to him about it. So every time I get depressed or every time I get sad, I'm going to go to him and I'm going to tell him that I'm depressed. I'm going to tell him. I'm going to prove it to y'all. Come on, you guys. Let's go to 1 Samuel. Let's go to 1 Samuel. I'm going to prove it to y'all. So you can go to God with all your emotions. You can go to God and let him know how you really feel. You can let it all hang out. You ain't got to go to him pit-patting or tip-tapping, baby. You ain't got to tiptoe and you ain't got to slide in. He say, come to me boldly and let me know what's really going on with you. So if you're mad, if you're angry, if you're feeling some type of way, if you're weary, or even you want to faint, just go to him and let him. He already know how you feel, but he wants you to have some courage. See, you ain't got no courage when you're in that weary state. You ain't got no courage when you're in that place to faint. But have enough courage to muster up inside of you and not be afraid. Just simply go to him. Lord, I'm mad. I got an issue right now. And I'm letting you know what's going on with me. And every time you get mad, and every time it make you feel sad, and every time it make you feel depressed, and then go to him in prayer. And just let it all hang out. Defuse yourself. Defuse yourself. You're not no ticking time bomb, baby. You is a bomb. That's how your prayers is. They'll blow up. Y'all ain't heard the story about a bomb in Gilead. That's a whole nother sermon. But let me tell y'all. Let God know. Let's go to 1 Samuel. I'm finna prove it to you. I'm finna prove it to you. Prayer's power. Your prayer has power. I don't care how long you've been waiting. I don't care how much you think that God ain't hearing you. You keep praying and don't you stop praying about that thing. You keep going to him. You keep praying about it. You keep believing. You keep trusting. You keep worrying him about it. Trouble him about it, baby. Didn't Jesus give his disciples that advice? Keep doing. Don't stop. Because if you stop, you're going to die. Well, I ain't going to do it this time. I'll do it the next time. So you gradually stop. I ain't going to do it this time. I did it the other day. No, you're not going to gradually stop. Absolutely nothing. Because guess what? It'll be hindered. Why? Because of you. It ain't God. Because he said it's in his good pleasure to do these things for us. So let's go to the book. We're going to 1 Samuel. We're going to 1 Samuel. And we're going to talk about Hannah. We're going to talk about Hannah because she was a lady that was barren. Okay? She was a lady that couldn't have no babies. And she wanted some kids. Now, the man that she was married to had another wife too. And she could have kids. So she kept having kids. But Hannah couldn't have no kids. And it made Hannah feel some type of way. It made her feel, quote unquote, less than a woman. It made her feel like, I'm not worthy, or he's not going to love me because I ain't buried him a son, or I ain't buried him a daughter. And she in a place of grief and sadness and sorrow. She don't even know what to do. And on top of that, the other wife keep on picking on me. She keep messing with me. Because I can't have no kids and she got 30 kids by my husband. So I'm feeling some type of way about that. And I ain't said nothing. Because she make me feel ashamed. Even though she picking on me. I ain't saying nothing to her. I ain't even trying to get no revenge on her. I ain't said absolutely nothing. But I'm walking around with my chin in my neck. And it makes me depressed. It puts me in a place of being grieved. On top of being bitter. Now, not only am I bitter with her for teasing me, I may even, and the Bible didn't say so, but this is us assuming, I may even be bitter with my husband or even God. How about that? Because you the one to say you got all power in your hand, and you already know what I want, and you ain't even gave it to me yet, and I done been praying, and I done been, I'm mad. So she went to God in all her bitterness. Come on, somebody. Let them have all that rage, that anger, that hurt, that fear, that discouragement. Let them have that depression, that sadness. him in prayer and let him have it all. And when you express these things in prayer, once you release it, your prayer gonna start changing. I promise you. Listen to this. I want to give y'all just these two scriptures, because I already gave y'all the story. It's in 1 Samuel chapter 1. Read that whole chapter and you'll know exactly what I'm saying. This is what happened. I gave y'all the story. Number 10. They finna get ready to go up and pray. Okay? And the Bible say, so Hannah rose up after they had eaten in Shiloh and after they had drunk. Now Eli the priest sat upon a seat by a post of the temple of the Lord. You know what? Okay, Lord. See, I can't get to the point faster than he want me to. So he told me to start from the top, because he wants y'all to understand it. See, this is what I'm saying about us. I'm so excited about getting y'all to understanding prayer's power. Until I'm trying to just rush and go to these two little scriptures so I can just give it to that. The Lord said, because he wants us to really get it. Listen to this. This is what he's saying. Now there was a certain man, a Ramathaim Zophim of Mount Ephraim. And his name was Elkanah, the son of Jeroham, the son of Elihu, and the son of Tohu, and the son of Zuf, and Ephrathite. And he had two wives. The name of one was Hannah, and the name of the other was Peninnah. And Peninnah had children, but Hannah had no children. And this man went up out of his city yearly to worship and to sacrifice unto the Lord of hosts in Shiloh. And the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, these are the two sons of the priests, Hophni and Phinehas, the priests of the Lord, were there. And when the time was that Elkanah offered, he gave to Peninnah his wife and to all her sons and her daughters portions. But unto Hannah he gave a worthy portion, for he loved Hannah, but the Lord had shut up her womb, meaning she couldn't have no children. And her adversary also provoked her sore. Y'all see how I got ahead of myself? Now listen. For to make her fret, because the Lord has shut up her womb. And as he did so year by year, when she went up to the house of the Lord, so she provoked her. Therefore she wept and did not eat. See, sometimes things can be activated. I dare you to slide that plate to the side. See, she was fasting and didn't even know she was fasting. How she know she found? The Bible says that she was grieved. She was frightened. And she felt some type of way in her spirit. So she had no appetite. How many times you been waiting on something, praying about something, or going through something, and you ain't had no appetite? You ain't want to eat absolutely nothing. I always say, oh, you got that hungry breath, huh? Because when you got that hungry breath, I'm not just talking about being hungry. I'm talking about you desperate. Baby, sometimes you got to get into a place of desperation in order for something to be activated for you. Listen to this. Listen to this. Then said Elkanah her husband to her, Hannah, why weepest thou? And why eatest thou not? And why is thy heart grieved? Am not I better to thee than 10 sons? So now, where was he at? He was in that place of not understanding stuff clearly. Because all he sees is that something is going on with my wife. And I really don't even know what it is. Listen to this. So Hannah rose up after they had eaten in Shiloh, and after they had drunk. Now Eli the priest sat upon a seat by a post of the temple of the Lord. And she was in bitterness. Did y'all get that? Of soul. And prayed unto the Lord and wept sore. So she was bitter. But she went to the Lord and let him know that she was bitter. So we think bitterness is always just rage and anger. So the Lord told me to look it up. Bitterness is distasteful or distressing to the mind. I'm not kidding. Look it up. That's what it say. Distressing to the mind. It's caused by or expressive of severe pain, grief, or regret. See, all these things could cause you to be bitter. You can regret something, or you can grieve about something, or you can have severe pain. And severe pain does not even mean that it's something physical. It could be inside of your heart or even in your mind. We're talking about the severity of grief and sorrow, and the root of it is bitterness. I just gave y'all a definition. Listen to this. And she was in bitterness of soul and prayed unto the Lord and wept sore. And she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaid. Now, what is a handmaid? A handmaid is a servant. A handmaid is a servant. Look, and remember me. And not forget thine handmaid, but will give unto thy handmaid a man child. She's specific. Then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. And it came to pass as she continued praying before the Lord that Eli marked her mouth. Here we go. I said this earlier. Now Hannah, she spake in her heart, only her lips moved. But her voice was not heard. Therefore, Eli thought she had been drunken. So it does not matter how you go into God and pray and what you think other people is thinking you are doing or how you doing it when you are praying. That does not even matter. So when he approached her and said something about, she said, I don't even drink at all. She said, I'm making my petition known unto the Lord, and it's grieving me. And so this is what the priest said. The priest said, okay, I understand. Get up, go, and may God grant your petition. He touched and agreed with her. You see what I'm saying? You already serving God. You already done went to him and was true about how you feel because of what you're going through and what you're experiencing. And on top of other folk picking on you or saying stuff or mocking you or provoking you or making you feel some type of way, which they really don't even know. They just walking around in there because was she not walking around in pride? Messing with Penny and I was walking around in pride messing with Hannah. Hannah never ever said anything. But what did she say? She said, Lord, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me because of her grief. But her grief was first what? Bitterness that she released unto the Lord. Because, Lord, I've been waiting and I've been waiting year after year. What did the Bible say? Year after year after year. Baby, let me tell you something about prayer's power. Be consistent. Jesus told his disciples, pray about it all the time. Constantly keep going to God about that thing. Constantly keep asking him. Outpour. If you tired of waiting, Lord, I'm tired of waiting, but I'm going to tell you anyway, Lord. Lord, help me to wait. Help me, Father God, to wait on your timing. Help me, Lord, prayer. She didn't eat, she was fasting and didn't even know it. How about praying and fasting and you know what you're doing? See, sometimes you could be praying and fasting in the midst of it and God will activate some things and you don't even know that he activating these things on or for you on your behalf and he working behind the scenes. Let me give y'all a story about Esther. So Esther, as y'all know, became a queen. That's a whole nother story. We're going to talk about her uncle Mordecai. Now see, they was going around killing folk. They was killing the Jews. In the midst of them killing the Jews, Mordecai sat in the gate to make a petition for the Jews to the king. But he couldn't get to the king. Now mind you, Esther ain't even had no business being queen. She had no business even in the castle, because she was a little bitty old nobody. We talking about Esther, but she was a handmaid. Say servant, y'all. So, the Bible declares that there was a decree that went out because, what was the queen's name? Vashti. He didn't want her no more. The king didn't want her no more because she disrespected him. And so, they asked him to get another wife. So he petitioned all the pretty girls in the land. And so Esther was one of the pretty girls. And so in the midst of it, she went. Now, Haman was the one that made the petition for, he was decreed the petition to go out and get all the pretty people. Okay? Haman was the king's right-hand man. Now, let me tell you something about how God worked behind the scenes. Now, in the midst of him doing that, we ain't talking about Esther and all that story. But what we're going to talk about is Mordecai. Mordecai and who was he was connected to. Say that connection. Baby, sometimes you got to be connected to something. And it's only one plug. And that's God. Baby, you better stay connected. So, and the only way that you can stay connected is by prayer, right? So, it was some things going on. And Haman wanted to kill all the Jews. And he also wanted to kill Mordecai because Mordecai sat in the gate calling him out. Okay? I'm paraphrasing the story. So, in the midst of it, Haman said, you know what? I'm going to kill all the Jews and I'm going to kill Mordecai too. Because he the ringleader. I'm going to make sure he died. And so in the midst of it, Mordecai made a petition to the queen to be. The queen to be. Say, you know what? I know you up there in the castle. I don't know what you're doing or how you doing it. But this is what we need you to do. Told him what was going on. Esther said, Esther say, you know what? Y'all do know that was the first beauty contest too. But that's a whole other story too. Listen to this. Esther say, this is what Esther said. She say, okay, you know I can't go to the king because he's going to kill me. I ain't even the queen yet. I don't even know if I'm going to be the queen. And you trying to sentence me to death. That's suicide. I ain't going to do that, but this is what we going to do. Let's fast for 3 days. While y'all fasting, I'm going to go and pray. Got to put that plate to the side sometime. So in the midst of them fasting and praying, all the while, this how he working behind the scenes. Esther did not know, because Haman and nobody else knew that the king wanted Esther for his wife. Nobody knew it. But this is how God worked behind the scenes. In the midst of it, while Haman was trying to premeditate evil against God's servant, say shifted. It shifted. See, avenge my adversaries. Sometimes you don't even know you got an adversary. Because even in the midst of it, when she did become queen, the Bible says her mind was still against her. He was against her and Mordecai. He did not even want her to be the queen. And because he did not want her to be the queen, he wanted to try to expose some lie. Let them lies keep on rolling, baby, because the truth come out. Anyway, he wanted to expose some lie for to get her and everything that was attached to her killed. And so, while God was working behind the scenes for her, because she did not even know that her mom wanted to kill her. She didn't know. Read that story. I dare y'all. She did not even know her mom wanted. She knew that he wanted to kill her uncle. she didn't know that he wanted to kill her too. So her prayer did not only shift the whole situation, but it caused her to have vengeance. And the very thing that he had premeditated for her, it turned around on him. The power of prayer, y'all. Prayer's power can shift and activate some things for you. Prayer's power is so powerful. Just mental. He say my elect, my servant, my handmaid, anything. Baby, line up with the word of God. Line up with the will of God for your life. I guarantee you there's absolutely nothing he will withhold from you. He covered. Oh, did he say that? Yeah. If your ways pleases me, I will not withhold no good thing from you. Absolutely not. Nothing. Your prayer can come up to me and I may not pray. I may not answer that prayer right now, but guess what? I'm going to answer that prayer. He said, I reign on just as well as the unjust. It does not mean that you being a servant or called or elect is going to do everything perfect and everything right. That ain't what that mean, y'all. Please don't get it twisted. But what it do mean is that right thought, that right attitude, that action. That right action or that right reaction. Baby, you could do something to be in the midst of doing something that you ain't got no business doing, and then you can catch yourself and then you can stop doing it. Guess what? God said, oh, look at my baby. Oh, you know what? Let me give him a taste of a little bit of this. Let me give him a taste of a little bit of that. Because they're trying to serve me. Let me make them remember some things. They prayed about this 15 years ago. Oh, that, you know what? Let me go ahead and prayer's power. Stop sitting around here thinking and believing that God ain't hearing your prayers. Stop thinking and believing that he is not listening to your petition. He said, come to me boldly. However you feel, go out and let it all hang out to the Lord. I have been telling y'all this for years. Let it all hang out. Let him know your hurt, your pain, your grief. Let him know all that stuff. Your prayer is going to shift. In the midst of your prayer shifting, God is going to move some things for you. He's going to shift some things for you. He's going to avenge some things for you. You ain't got to prove yourself to absolutely nobody. It's so many times that we pray about something, Lord, well, what I got to do to pray? You ain't got to do nothing but just sit back and trust me. You ain't got to keep doing what you're doing. You ain't got to keep acting what you're doing. I only require you to do one thing. Pray without ceasing. Don't stop praying about that thing. Don't stop coming to me. Keep coming to me about it and keep coming to me about it. Keep coming to me about it because your persistence is going to show me your faithfulness. So if you show me faithfulness towards me, I can trust you with that kid. I can trust you with that job. I can trust you with that. I can see activate something. And some things is down in inside of our hearts that we want to get past, we want to get through, we want to stop, we want to do that. Come on. Don't stop praying about absolutely nothing. I don't care how many years you've been praying. I don't care how many years you've been waiting. I don't care how to keep praying. Please don't stop praying. Let me tell you something. The Bible says that the prophet prayed that it would not even rain. And for 3 years and some months, it did not rain. What? How that happened? He prayed. He prayed. The Bible says the prophet prayed that God would show his hand and just who he is, that lightning and fire came from heaven and burned up the false prophets in their face. What did he do? He prayed, y'all. It was prayer. The Bible says David prayed constantly to God. Jesus prayed. First he prayed for himself. Then he prayed for his disciples. And then he prayed for us. All in one breath, y'all. prayer. Do not stop praying. Yellow sheets of paper and red pens. Write down any and every petition that you have towards God. I don't care how many times you wrote it down. I don't care how many times you prayed it. I don't care how many times you thought it. If you wrote it down earlier, okay. If he give you instructions to write it down now, write it down now. That I may come in agreement with you about it. Again, it's prayers on this wall that people have put up here. God to answer some, and some they still waiting on. Don't stop praying about it. Don't stop trusting God. Don't stop believing him. Don't stop troubling him. And then what Jesus told the disciples, listen and hear what the unjust judge said. Listen and hear. Shift them prayers. I prayed about this way, I'm praying about that way, but I ain't gonna stop praying about it. I prayed about it in anger, now I'm praying about it in expectation, but I ain't gonna stop praying about it. I prayed about it because I was fainting and I'm tired until I don't want to pray about it, but I'm going to keep praying about it. I didn't tired of praying about it, but I ain't going to stop praying about it. We want to keep on praying. We don't want to stop praying. We may not understand the plan, but the Bible says that it's in his good pleasure to give us these things. Father God, touch your people as they write down these petitions.
Can I be honest?
And be honest.
Sometimes I don't understand. Why do you let me fall when the world is in your hand? You can stop it all if you wanted to. But what you do is just let me go through.
We going through.
But I know you never let it kill me.
It ain't gonna kill you. So don't wait for nobody else to come. Don't sit it on the seat. Come put it on the altar and start praying for yourself, because it's in his plan. Thank you. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus for the plan. Thank you, Jesus, for turning some things around for your people, God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, there's so many times in our lives that we have a tendency, Lord, of wavering in our faith or even believing a certain type of thing because that thing has not happened yet. So we're coming to you right now, Lord, and we want to empty out that thing, Father God, that causes us to be bitter that we keep praying about. We want to empty out that thing, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that's causing us to be weary, Lord, in that thing that we keep praying about. We want to keep coming to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, not because we don't believe you and that we don't trust you, Lord, but in the waiting, it becomes a challenge for us, Lord. In the waiting, Father God, in the name of Jesus, it causes us to get weary, and we go to a place of being faint, Lord. So we're going to come to you, and we're just going to outpour these things on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because it ain't easy waiting, Father God. We want to be true. We want to be honest on today, God, because we know that you are able to do that thing, God, that we're waiting on. We know that you are able, Father God, to open up our understanding, because we don't understand some things, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because in our lack of understanding, God, it has caused us, Father God, to be in a place where we are not at peace, God. We can't eat, we can't sleep, Father God. It's so many things, Father God, that we have not addressed. It's so many things, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we have not released, Lord. So we want to release it on today, God, in the name of Jesus, that we may be able to make some room inside of our hearts, God, that we may be able to receive everything that you have already designed for us, Lord. I'm asking you to touch each and every individual on the prayer. I'm asking you to touch each and every individual on the altar. I'm asking you to touch each and every prayer, Father God, that we put on the altar. I'm asking you to touch each and every prayer, Father God, that we are still right now, God, even the ones that's sitting down in the inside of our hearts, God, that we don't even want to mention because we felt like we've been talking and praying and asking for too long. Oh, God, we will not cease. We will not faint. We will not get weary, Father God. We're going to keep continuing on. We're going to keep praying. We're going to keep asking. We're going to keep fasting, Father God, because we know that you can turn some things around, God. We know that you can change some things, Lord. We know that you can settle some things, God. We know that there's absolutely nothing that is impossible with you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So we're going to put all our hope and all our confidence inside of you, and not what we see or what we hear. Not what no doctors say. Not what no parents say. Not what no siblings say. Not anything, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that causes us to think or even believe anything that is contrary to your will, your way, or even your word. Because we know that your word is true, and we know that your word stands tall. We know, Father God, so we're going to stand on it. We're going to stand on it with that assurance and in the waiting. So right now, Father God, I'm asking you to lift up the hearts of your people, God. Lift up the minds of your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that they will be in a place of stability in their thoughts. I'm asking you to do it, God, because I know that you can, you will, and you delight in doing so. I'm asking you to touch right now, Father God, even in the heart of the brokenness of the lost. Even in the heart of the brokenness, Father God, of the thing that they have not gained. Even in the heart of the brokenness, Father God, in the name of Jesus, of the fear, Father God, to keep asking. But we are not going to fear. We're going to keep asking. We're going to keep hoping. We're going to keep praying. We're going to keep pressing. We're going to keep believing. We're going to keep trusting. Because we know, Father God, we can put it all in your hands, and there's absolutely nothing that is impossible with you. And you'll do it sooner or later. Touch your heart so today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lift your people up, Father God, out of that place of bitterness and depression. Lift your people up out of that place of sadness and lost hope. Oh God, help them on today. today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to do as you told your disciples to do. Listen to me, and send all their troubles unto you. All their cares and their concerns, that you may fix it. You may change it. You may rearrange it. You may settle it. He called it a local shana. He just said it real loud. He said, I already pronounced it. Just wait on it. If he already pronounced it, baby, that means it's something that is shifting. It's turning around. If it's already been pronounced, that means it's been declared and decreed. If it's already been pronounced, that means that it's coming, y'all. It's coming, it's coming, it's coming. It's coming, it's coming, it's coming. I want y'all to trust God and just believe God for any and everything that he has already declared. Any and everything that he has already promised you. Any and everything that you have already prayed for. Because he's going to do it for you. He's already doing it. Thank you, Jesus. Concerned about it, it's just being perfected before you can be able to receive it. You have to first accept what God has already said about you and concerning you in order for you to receive it. It's okay to be true and honest with the Lord. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You may not can't see it, and may not can't understand it, but watch God do it. Watch God do it. Watch God do it. For the good, he doing it. Everything that he already promised you, stand on that word. Because sooner or later, he's going to bring that thing into actuality. He said, if I pronounce it, it's already done. Just say, I believe you, God. I trust you, Lord. I believe you, God, that any and everything that you have already spoken in the lives of your people, God, we're going to continue to trouble you about it. Yeah. You've given us permission to trouble you about it. You've given us permission to come to you and make our petition known constantly and continuously without ceasing. So we're going to come and keep bringing it to you, God. We're going to come and keep bringing it to you, Lord, because we know, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that without a doubt, we could depend on you.
It doesn't matter what comes my way.
If I gotta wait, Lord, I know I can depend on you in the waiting.
Intentional.
Because when you pronounced it, you intentionally declared it. You said, Lord, that your word will go out and it will not return unto you void, and that it will go out and perform that thing that you declared and decreed. We trust you today, God. Every prayer that was on the altar, every petition that we need, oh God, I'm asking you to listen to the prayers on today, God. I'm asking you to consider them on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Open up the matrix of the womb. I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to heal the broken heart. I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to mend the brokenness even in the mind. I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to reconcile that thing that people think is not able to be. Oh God, I'm asking you to do any and everything. Heal, God. Heal the families. Heal the homes. Heal the marriages, God. Oh, my mind. I'm asking you to do it, Father, because I know that you can and you are able. You say you reign on the just as well as the unjust, God. And we are miyakosana. Oh, God, we believe you and we trust you on today, Father God. We are not going to put this on the altar, Father God, and then go back in our unbelief. We're going to believe any and everything that you have said and even spoken over our lives. We trust you. We trust you. We beyond believing, we trust you.
Thank you for loving me.
Lord, every tear that was shed concerning these petitions, Lord, turn it into tears of laughter, that we may testify and rejoice in what's about to take place. Dispatch your ministering angels on our behalf on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. That we may testify your profoundness in our lives, Lord. A profound word. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Stop thinking that God can't do it because he ain't did it yet. He changing some things. He moving some things. He rearranging some things. Some unknown doors is being opened. Some unknown doors is being opened. Just for you. Just for you. Unknown doors. It's a lot of times that we think that it's going to happen this way or it's going to happen that way, but it ain't going to happen that way. But it's going to happen the way that God said it's going to happen, because he already provided for us. We just have not seen it yet, because it happened in the spirit before it come into fruition in the natural. He is already provided for us. It's already taking place. It's already taking place. Yeah. It's already gone. That baby. And I believe God. He cannot lie. He cannot lie. But the devil will make you think he lies. Or try to get you to think he lying by what you see or what you don't see. He's already. So he doing his job. We stay on our job by keep praying about it. Keep fasting about it. Keep trusting God for it. He already provided the way.
Just ask. Everything you need. Whatever you have need of, sounds the Lord. I've already provided it for you. I've already told
Some people that's been waiting, God gonna get double for your trouble. On Friday, the Lord had me to talk about Job and how he lost so much, even his children. How he lost so much. The Bible says that he did not even get bitter with God. The Bible says he fell down on his hands and knees and he worshiped God. Worship him through your pain. Worship him through your fears and your tears and your way. Just worship God. Even in spite of, keep praying. The Bible says that after he fell down to his knees, he made a statement that how God give and he take away. And then the Bible says he went into prayer. He didn't stop praying. Keep praying. Keep fasting. Keep hoping. Keep waiting. Keep trusting. Keep believing. Don't stop that. Don't stop it.
Every promise you can claim.
Don't stop it. Oh, Father God, any and every petition is on this altar, God. Any and every individual, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that put their petition down at your feet. Lord, we're releasing all our troubles, our problems, our concerns, our fears, our tears unto you. Because we know that you can fix it and you can handle it. Lord, we're not going to worry about it anymore. Leave it or see. We're not going to continue to walk around and let it trouble us. Because you said, let not our hearts be troubled. But what we will do, Father God, is give it all unto you. And so we give it unto you right now, Father. And we got our hands out to receive. We got our hands out to receive. And we thank you in advance, Lord. Even now, God. In your son Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. You may be seated. Today will help y'all to remember. Don't stop praying. Don't stop believing. You know it's a song that say that. Don't stop praying. Don't stop believing. Don't stop asking. Don't stop trusting. We want to make sure we stay in that place. Because I do believe God. Thank you, Jesus.
He's already provided.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
That's what I'm talking about.
I just believe
that kind of praise. That kind of declaration.
I believe anything that the Lord says.
Everything you need.
Thank you, Jesus.
We're
going to get ready to get our tithes and our offering, you guys.
Everything I need.
I love you guys so much.
Everything I need.
I hope it's something that was said today can help you to continue to pray. Keep praying. Don't y'all stop praying. I don't care how many times you pray. I don't care how many times you wrote it down. I don't care how many times you... Don't stop praying about it. Don't stop praying about. I don't care what he tell Hannah, say year after year after year after year. That, baby, don't you know that's a, come on now. Don't stop praying. And just believe God.
Keep on cooking.
She keep on cooking.
You believe that? Thank you, Jesus. Just say, I believe God. I believe God. What he said is true. He always comes through.
Lord, we thank you for that word today. She always walking into her destiny. Every time the Lord always had me rubbing on her feet. She be walking into all kind of stuff.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. I believe God. You believe God? I believe God. I believe everything that he said about me. I believe everything that he said about you. Because I know he is a God that cannot lie. Amen, amen. So look up the word pronounce for me, because he wants us to understand what that word means. And then give us a definition for it. PR, yeah, you know how to spell it. He wants us to understand that if he pronounced it, it is so. What? Say it again.
Very noticeable on heart.
You can make it through the rain.
Very noticeable or marked conspicuous.
You can make it.
So if he pronounced it, that's what he said today, you are going to what? Notice it. So I'm praying the prayer of dismissal when he's telling me to look up the words so y'all can understand what it means. It's going to be evident. It's going to be visible. It's going to be tangible. It's going to be touchable. It's going to be real. It's going to be an actuality. It's not a dream or an imagination, but it's going to be, what did they go? Standing out so as to be clearly visible. That's what he said. Standing out as to be clearly visible. Standing out as to be clearly visible. So you're going to be able to see it, y'all. It's tangible. He said, if I pronounced it, it is so. He said, look up the word so they can get it. It's going to be conspicuous. So not only is it going to stand out and you see it, everybody else going to notice it too. How about that? Did y'all get that? Glory! So what he already pronounced over my life, you're going to be able to see it. And I ain't going to have to show and tell. Did you hear what I say? When he start dispersing this thing, I ain't going to have to call and say, guess what, such, 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 such. Because when you see me, you're going to be, he did that thing. Yeah, he did that thing, baby. He said it's going to be visible. Conspicuous. So So it's going to come into actuality. So when you walk through that door and you got your husband on your arm, you ain't going to have to tell nobody. They're going to be, he did it, didn't he? I'm talking about the ones here and the ones that come. Did y'all hear what I say? I'm going to have a ring on the other finger. Not just that. It's going to be Elsa's love. I'm gonna be like, old girl on the color purple, eyes of Mary. Now, oh, I ain't gonna have to say that, right? Cause it's gonna be visible. I ain't gonna have to tell nobody. I'm just saying, I got excited. I'm excited. I'm gonna play that again. Cause I believe God. He say. Look up the word pronounce.
You believe that, lift up your hands and you say, I believe God.
And read them the definition so
I believe God.
They can really get it and understand it. So that's the closing note, y'all.
He
pronounced it already. For you, and you. So I'm just waiting in expectation for all that he already declared for me. Did y'all hear me? I love y'all so much. Father God, thank you. Come on, y'all. Come on, clap them hands. Thank you. Thank you for the pronouncing. Thank you for the declaration, Lord. That as your people walk out of this sanctuary, they're walking out in encouragement and the knowing that it is already done. Yeah, I touch and agree in Jesus' name. I'm be like Eli. I want y'all to go and everything that's what he said in the Bible. He said, I heard what you said. You put your petition before God. I don't know what you was petitioning because I didn't hear it. Y'all put your petition before God. I don't know what you petitioned, but I heard it. So go and watch God answer that prayer. How about that? I'm touching in the green. Even now. Y'all are dismissed. Y'all can come this way. I want y'all to go. So God can give you your stuff. I speak blessings over you.